Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third and the final week of early winter. Shyly, Carol admitted her anguish to me about the moon. "I'm so embarrassed," she said. "You know, I always thought the moon made its own light, and that, well, it shone from the inside." Then she told me how she had just read that the lunar surface actually reflected light from the sun. We talked only for a few minutes, but I was struck by her emotion and by her need to share her very real disillusion. Her disappointment was especially touching to me because I'd been thinking about how the authority of astronomers and physicists and naturalists is often intimidating, and how most of what we believe about the universe is based on complex technology and mathematics and is quite understandably taken on faith. The result, it seems to me, is that people are becoming more hesitant to think for themselves about what they see around them. They defer to specialists, like peasants to priests, and they lose their wonder and curiosity. And I wanted to reassure Carol and to reassure myself. There are too many lessons to be learned from the concept of a moon that produces its own light. Too many to dismiss the idea as childish or naive. Natural science is only an adjunct to our imagination. The fruit of knowledge does not dangle from a quantifiable tree, but rather hides in our imperfect vision. We will not see God another way. And we live as you assumed, Carol, in the glow of a benign, accessible, self-sufficient moon. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep winter. In the meantime, watch the last moon of 2013 wane through its final quarters, making way for the first moon of the new year, the tufted titmouse moon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.